Hey, what's going on? What's going on, family? How you doing? This is Anthony, and trying out this live audio. This is pretty interesting. So, how you doing today? There's been a lot of riots, you know, a lot of people, you know, expressing their interests, but I bring to you today in a series of greatness and wisdom. I think we're at number 30 now. I'm shooting for 100. Pray for me. It's challenging to come on here and talk about greatness sometimes, you know. So I bring to you today in a series of greatness and wisdom, I bring to you no other than Walt Disney. Okay, so we all know Walt Disney. You know, actually, I'll tell you a story real quick. Let me share something with you. Listen, I used to be an intern at Disney a while ago, back in like 2005. It was a great experience. I'll tell you a quick story. So I remember going down to, I remember needing a job at the time, right? This is how I got the internship. I had an uncle at the time who was really on my back. You know, he was telling me like, you know, Anthony, you need to get an internship. You're about to graduate, man. You know, you need to do something with yourself once you graduate. And I'm just like, man, I've been trying. And he's like, you know, trying's not going to get it. You got to get it. And he's like a real successful uncle of mine, right? So I'm like, I'm going to show this dude. But I kept applying for internships and nothing was going on. I felt defeated at the time, right? So then, you know, one of my friends I was a roommate with, he told me about a job fair. So he's like, hey, Anthony, come down here to the job fair, man, you know. And, you know, you probably get a job or something like that, maybe even an internship. I'm like, man, nobody going to give me no internship at a job. I swear to God, I did not want to go at all. So I hop in the car with him. And I'm just sitting there frowning the whole time. Like, why am I in this stupid car going to these stupid interviews for a job, let alone an internship? So we get out the car. I got my resume and everything in my folder, you know, with me. And I go in there and I just start interviewing with different companies, giving my resume. And then Disney was there. Disney was there. And one of the guys who was there seemed like he was gay or something, like he was trying to hit on me. It was kind of a weird story. And he interviewed me and, you know, he's like, hey, man, you know, I think you'll be a good fit. You know, I'm definitely going to submit your application. Look forward to seeing you when you get down to Orlando. And I'm like, even if I get the internship, if you come my way, you know, you're going to end up getting cold cocked or something. So, you know, I'm just thinking it's a whole bunch of BS or whatever. This dude just, you know, pulling my tail or whatever. But long story short, about a week later, or maybe it was a month later, I move into a new apartment. And, you know, I get a piece of mail in the mail, and it was from Disney. The internship, the college program. I'm like, this is a bunch of bull. This is not going to work. You know, I was literally standing over the trash can. You know, you ever had that happen to you? Like, standing over the trash can knowing that whatever you're about to open is not going to be what you want to see. Opened up the mail, and they accepted me. They accepted me to intern at Walt Disney, and it was a great experience. A really great time. I still think about it now. So I bring to you today in a series of greatness and wisdom, Walt Disney. Now, what Walt Disney shared with me that I want to share with you is that it's a great quote that he talked about as I was studying Walt, you know, looking at his work. And what he shared with me that I want to share with you is that Walt Disney said, you do not get what you want. Because people was explaining to asking him, like, you know, how did you get all the success? You know, this is amazing. You know, how did all this happen? He said, I'm talking about you listening right now. He said, you do not get what you want. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I can see you. He said, you do not get what you want. You only get what you picture. Let me repeat that. He said, you do not get what you want. You get what you picture. Does that make sense? Let me share something with you. You know, picturing something and wanting something is night and day. Okay. Think about it. You know, picturing what you want and just wanting something is night and day. See, the reason why Walt Disney said you don't get what you want, you only get what you picture, is because picturing takes work. Picturing takes sitting down in a chair, keeping your body still for anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes or longer, and imagining what you want, visualizing or meditating. Okay, that takes work. That's why he said you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. Because just wanting something, that doesn't mean anything. Just wanting something, is no emotional energy behind just wanting something. Does that make sense? There's no emotional energy behind wanting it. The energy comes from picturing it. Because when you picture something, you can put all the emotion into it. You can put all the submodalities into it. And what I mean by submodalities is, you know, you can ask yourself, what do you see in that picture? You know, in that movie in your mind, visualizing yourself in the first person. Meaning that if you see your hands on the steering wheel of a new car and you're looking at your hands, that's first person. You know, never visualize yourself like looking at yourself. Always do it from first person. But you can put the submodalities in there. Like, what do you see? What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you touch? What do you hear? See, when you put those submodalities into that picture that you're picturing, now it can come to life. Does that make sense? Now that picture can come to life. And now emotion can be added to that image and to that movie that you're picturing. Because you're not going anywhere new and exciting. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You're not going anywhere new and exciting without emotion. Think about it. This is what Walt Disney shared with me that I want to share with you today. He said, you don't get what you want. You don't get what you want. You only get what you picture. He was telling the reporter, he said, look, the only reason I have this beautiful resort called Walt Disney World is because I pictured it, not because I wanted it. Everybody want a great resort. Everybody want to be rich. I mean, shit. You want to be rich, right? Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to do something great. Everybody want to be part of greatness. Everybody want a lovely life, right? But you only get what you picture. The people who have that life only have it because they pictured it. And the reason why you and other people don't want to picture it is because it takes work. Would you agree? Picturing the life that you want takes work. But just wanting it doesn't take any work now, does it? I mean, anybody can want something, right? Let me share something with you. Let me tell you a story. I'll take you back to the Disney program, okay? So I'm in a Disney program, right? I'm excited. I'm standing in line. I'm getting my name tag. And I'm just like, dang, you know, this is awesome. I'm an intern at Walt Disney. My mama happy for me. My uncle happy. I mean, it's a lot of people that seem like they were supporting me. So I'm in line. I'm getting my name tag. They're assigning me to the dorms, because back then they had all the interns assigned to certain dorms. And I just felt like I felt like I was in a cloud. You know, I was in that apartment. And I had just got the apartment, to be honest with you. But when Disney called, I just left. Keep it real with you. I just left the apartment. You know, because it was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity. So I just took it, you know. And I went down to Florida. And I got, you know, standing in line, meeting all the interns. And it was this girl. Okay. It was two different girls. Now, remember, Walt Disney said, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. So let's go back to the story. So it was one girl. It was two girls I liked when I went down there, right? And so I stepped to the first girl. I said, hey, you know, my name is Anthony. You know, how you doing? And she said, hey, my name is Rosa. And, you know, I proceeded to talk to her and tried to create a relationship with her, right? And then there was another girl. The other girl I liked more than Rosa. Her name was Catherine. So with Rosa, I always pictured myself being with Rosa, the first girl. I always pictured myself being with her. I was like, you know, we probably can make something happen. I imagine, I visualize, you know, us possibly being in a good relationship, maybe kids, maybe, you know, continuing our relationship outside of the Disney program. I mean, I just was like cooking it all up in my thoughts with me and Rosa. You know, I was like, man, you know, she could be the one. And so I was picturing all this. But with Karen, the second girl, I never pictured that. I just wanted to be with her. Like, I didn't put any effort into it. I didn't put any picturing into it. I just was like, I want to be with Karen, you know, as well. And I really didn't know which one to choose at the time because they both was ideal. But for some reason with Rosa, I would visualize being with her. I would visualize us, you know, going on like dates and, you know, possibly like, you know, having like a serious relationship. And I would see both of them, you know, I would see both of them equally. And for some reason, I ended up being with Rosa. And I think back to this quote by Walt Disney. You know, he said, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. I pictured myself with Rosa, but I really wanted Karen, Catherine. I really wanted her. But I pictured myself, I didn't notice at the time, but I pictured myself with Rosa, but I really wanted Catherine. You know, and I end up getting Rosa because I was constantly picturing Rosa. So it's true. What Walt Disney said, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. And I just thought this was a powerful, great trait by Walt Disney that he shared with me that I want to share with you. So just think about something right now that you really want. It could be in your health, it could be in your relationships. Okay? It could be the ideal body you want. It could be trimming that fat off your body. It could be not being broke anymore and finally getting some real money or making six figures or being a millionaire. Selling your company. Taking that traveling trip, right? The only way that you're going to get it or get closer to it or find or track the steps that you need to make it work is by picturing it. And I know you don't want to picture it. I know you just want to keep wanting it, you know? Also, Walt Disney talked about picturing it as being committed to it, being committed to that goal. You don't get what you want. You get what you picture. Picturing is visualizing the goal already achieved. Picturing is being committed to the goal. Picturing is putting time and money behind that goal and that vision. You don't get what you want. You get what you picture. Okay? And a lot of times in the things you don't have in your life right now, I can bet my bottom dollar is because you're not picturing it. You just want it. Like, you just think about it. You may say, well, now, Anthony, I am picturing it. You know, when I think about the money, when I think about the ideal girl, the man, when I think about the ideal body, when I think about the new car, the new home, the apartment, getting a new job, being promoted, helping my mother out, taking care of my mother and father, having the ideal health situation. When I think about it, I do picture it. And I'm not taking that away from you. You do. But remember, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. See, you don't think about it. You only think about it maybe once a day for 10 seconds. Picturing is deliberately sitting down maybe three times a day, putting on a timer for 10 minutes or so and imagining that you already have it already. Or getting clear about what it is exactly that you want and most importantly, why you want it. That's a part of picturing. You don't get what you want. You get what you picture. Want is just a vague idea of what you say you want. Like, one is like, man, yeah, I want a new job. Well, yeah, I like to be married. Oh, yeah, how many kids you want to have? Maybe two. I'm not sure. Like, it's a vague thing. Like, you're not going to get it that way, according to Walt Disney. Because he said, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. Does that make sense? Especially in the fitness arena. I remember when, I'm tell you a story. Let me share something with you. Listen, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture, okay? So tell you a story real quick. So as you guys know, I have a brand called Elegant Body Magic, okay? And it helped me kind of land a few movie roles and being on TV 3 times at this time, you know. Next time I talk about this, I'll probably be on TV 4 or 5 times. But I had like 3 TV appearances because of my Elegant Body Magic brand. And it's because of me being fit, okay? So you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. So let me tell you a story. I remember when I was dirt skinny, you know, real skinny. And I was having some hard times, you know, within myself, because being skinny, and I always wanted to be buff. Like, I used to always wear like 2 shirts under each other to try to look bigger. I used to wear bigger clothes when I was younger, you know, wear my older brother's clothes to try to like look bigger. And it really was a self-esteem issue for myself, okay? And I didn't know I had this great, incredible body inside of me. I didn't know. You know, I seriously remember thinking, like, these fit bodies and these sexy bodies is only for certain dudes. Like, it's not for me. I'm not the guy. And at the whole time, I had this beautiful body there the whole time. I mean, just look up the hashtag elegant body and then magic, and you go look at the pictures and videos, and you tell me if I'm on point or not. You know, you would agree that I am once you take a look at the photos and videos. But anyway, back to the story. So remember, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture, right? So, you know, I'm in middle school getting teased for being skinny and scrawny. Go to high school, get teased for it as well. You know, I remember wanting to join the wrestling team, and the guy was like, hey, you're just kind of too small, too skinny. You know, maybe you should try something else. And then I went to try a track and swimming. Then I go off to college, right? Try to talk to a girl one time, and she told me I was too scrawny. And so it was like all this pain building up. Then I end up dating this girl in college who was a model. I mean, and I'm up here skinny and scrawny. And that's when I said something got to change. Something got to change, because she had all these dudes trying to holler at her. I mean, I had the handsome part down, you know, thanks to my mother and father. But the body was always skinny. So I met a point of having pain, you know. And it's funny. Remember, this story is relevant to what Walt Disney said. You don't get what you want, you get what you picture. Let's go back to the story. So I really wanted to be fit. I really wanted to have a sexy body, but I didn't think it was for me. But when I got that girlfriend in my freshman year in college, and she was a model, and I had all these football players and all these built dudes talking to her, something changed. Something inside of me changed. You want to know what changed? I started picturing myself being fit, being sexy, and having a body that women could not resist, especially my girlfriend. I don't know what happened. Like, before, I was just wanting it. I wanted to have a sexy body. I wanted the muscles. I wanted the six pack. I wanted the back, right? But when I encountered a emotional pain situation by getting this girlfriend, I started picturing the body. I started picturing the abs. I started inwardly visualizing me having these things. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference between picturing something and wanting something. Then I started seeing myself go to the gym my freshman year in college. I found myself going into the gym, scrawny as hell, and just started lifting weights for no reason, because I had all this pain and I was intimidated by these guys with these big bodies trying to talk to my girlfriend. I started working out freshman year, you know, a little bit, saw a little bit of, you know, improvement. And then, you know, things happened where the internship with Disney ended up coming up. And they had a 24-hour gym and with the interns. I'm glad that I was an intern at Disney, because this story is so relevant, since today's story that I'm talking to you about in the series of greatness and wisdom is Walt Disney himself. You don't get what you want. Remember, you get what you picture. So basically, you know, back to the story. So I started working out. I started working out, hitting the weights hard. And Disney had a 24-hour gym. And so I started really hitting those weights hard and ended up building a beautiful body for myself. And all of that happened because I started picturing this beautiful body. Like, it was a pain. It was pain that created this. And in the series of greatness and wisdom today, like I said, Walt Disney said, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. And like I said before, picturing what you want actually takes energy and it takes time. So before, I just wanted the great body. You know, I just inwardly wanted the great body, but I never pictured it. When I started picturing myself, I mean, I kind of like got obsessed with it. I got obsessed with working out. Look up the hashtag Elegant Body Magic. That's my brand. I started getting obsessed with working out. And I started picturing it all the time. Like, I started putting time, energy, and money behind the goal. And then I end up achieving the ideal body. So I tell you that story to tell you that you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. Just like Walt Disney said, you know, because I bring to you Walt Disney in the series of greatness and wisdom today. So hopefully you guys understood that. I tried to tell you some stories about, you know, me picturing something and me wanting something, because you don't get what you want, you get what you picture, according to Walt Disney. Okay, I just wanted to share with you what he shared with me. Okay, so this is Anthony. You know, you guys be safe out there. Make sure you hit the like button, make sure you subscribe, make sure you share the podcast. You know, make sure you share this this story today, and share this piece, this nugget, this greatness nugget, you know. And so yeah, appreciate you guys listening in, and just remember that you're a champion, because you choose to be, all right? Be great.